Thank you.
My name's Alex and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Alex.
Not going to get too much into my drunk log. Drug is part of my story, but we are in AA. So I refer to everything as alcoholic, and you can read between the lines. So, when I came in, I had 3 charges against me, and did not go to court. I stopped using and drinking the end of July. So August 1st, yesterday I celebrated 5 years. So that's why I chose that date. I knew I was clean and sober on that day. On August 4th, I wound up in jail for 23 days. By this time, I already knew I had lost the home that I was living in. My kids had already gone to my mom's house to live in them. She took them from me. I lost my car. I lost my job. Spirituality, everything was down the drain. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So when I went in for 23 days to jail, I took advantage of the STP program, Sheriff's Treatment Program. And right away I started my steps, you know. What I first heard when I was in the rooms the first time was a new freedom and a new happiness, and I heard that when I came in, and that's all I wanted. And I knew that if I got that, I knew everything else had to fall in place. It just was going to fall in place just the way God wanted it to. And I'm a fighter. I want this, I want it this way, I want it that way, and this time I just totally gave up on all and just let it be. I knew that if I continued that behavior, I wasn't going to go anywhere because I did this before and I went out for 3 years and I lost everything. So when I got out of jail, I had enough time to pack my things and just move out. I started coming to meetings right away, got a sponsor right away, worked some steps with that sponsor, and then had to switch sponsors. And I've had that sponsor for about 4.5 years now. And we've worked the steps. I try to live by the principles of the program. I have sponsees. And what really helped me stay in the herd of Alcoholics Anonymous is people with time that gave me service work, helped me get into the program, and really carry me with their love, passion, it just, you name it, it helped me, you know? And the forgiveness with my family, you know, I did my family a lot of harm, you know. Like I said, I lost my children, you know, and my mom was just like, no, she didn't even want me at her house, you know. And when I lost my place and I was moving out, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go, but I was okay with everything. It just, never in my life had I been in that situation, but I was okay with it, whatever was going to happen. And so I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm moving. I mean, I've got everything packed. I'm done. I'm out of here. And she says, and she had my children. She says, well, I guess you'll just have to come live with us. You know, and that would have never happened if I wasn't in the room. You know, there was times where I would go see my children and I would knock at the door and I could hear them in there and them going, shh, my mom, you know, telling my boys, shh. They didn't want me around. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I put them through a lot, you know. And I didn't come in here to get my children back, and I didn't come in here to get the house back. I really honestly came in because I wanted peace inside. I knew everything else would fall into place. It just would have, I knew that, because I always believed in my higher power. I just gave him my back to my higher power, because drinking and everything else came before him, you know. Although I prayed a lot, but I, you know, it just wasn't there. So today, like I said, I've got a sponsor, I've got a relationship with my higher power, I've got a relationship with the people in these rooms that I just always just dream of having, you know. Like I said, I celebrated my birthday yesterday, and my son went through my Facebook, and he's like, wow, Mom, you've got more people on your Facebook saying happy birthday to you than I have friends. And I was like, so I went through them, and I don't even want to say the number of people, but I was like surprised, you know. I was just like, wow. And then I was going through them and wondering, okay, how many of these people, if I really needed them, would actually pick up their phone and be there? And you know what? Actually, I can say each and every one of those people would. You know, these are people that, with time, without a lot of time, but they're in the program. And to me, that's really attractive, you know. Listening to people's stories, what works and what doesn't work. I hear somebody say that all the time. And lately, I've been using that a lot. Has helped me tremendously, you know. And I went to celebrate recovery last night, and it was awesome, just awesome, awesome, awesome. And they have Bigfoot studies and, you know, all this other stuff that is just, really awesome. It's what I need right now in my life, you know. For some reason or other, I'm having a little bit more stress than I have had in recovery. And I'm not fighting, spiritually I'm not fighting within myself. I'm just getting a little angry. And my anger took me to a lot of dark places, you know, besides my alcoholism and everything else. And I don't want to be there today. So I've been thinking about what's going on, so I think I got to go back to some step work and do a little bit more digging. And at least I need some, I know some tools. I've got an awesome sponsor that anytime will call me back or pick up her phone, you know. And I've got excellent friends that I stay in touch with. Being in the herd has helped me a lot. So, you know, I'm just really grateful to be here today. I'm grateful. I didn't think I was going to make it in my 5 years, people. I struggled a little bit this year, and that was just growth. You know, I'm here right now. So I'm like, yeah, I was just going, pain. Time to go through it, you know. So I just, you know, I've got to miss if there's any newcomers. But if you're new, give it a try. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. That's my experience, strength, and hope. Thanks for letting me share. All
right. That's perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, so moving right along, we're going to go ahead and have Robert come up and read the 12 traditions.